As we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, good morning. How are you?
I'm barely alive, guys. Barely alive.
Barely alive?
Do you run a marathon?
No, but I did the equivalent. I lived the experience of soccer dad hell for the weekend.
Oh, boy.
And if you guys can rant, I will rant for a moment. As a tournament, when you know you have people coming in from out of town, it would be nice if you didn't make them play the 8 a.m. Eastern time zone game when you know they're coming in the night before. All right, that would be nice, especially to have them play another team from their own club. Okay, that's not a really cool thing. We could have stayed here in Franklin and played each other.
You could have. There's no doubt about that. That does not seem like very good organization.
It wasn't great. There were some unhappy parents. The kids just want to play, but there were some unhappy parents. It's tough, that 5 a.m. wake-up call. I mean, you pull in the parking lot, you dangle between the Bears and Gatlinburg, you get by the garbage cans, and you manage to live to get inside the hotel. And then you're like, okay, it's 11 o'clock, guys. We're going to get up in 6 hours and go do this.
Well, we're glad you're with us. We're glad you've made it.
Travel, sports, parenting, man.
It's always fun.
It's awesome.
So, Corey, we are just over a week away from the first round of the NFL draft. We've talked with you a lot about, obviously, the options that are there for the Titans. How much are you, when you look at, beyond the offensive line, wide receiver part of this, edge rusher in terms of adding to the defensive side of the ball, and what that could mean for the Titans, and who are some guys that come to mind when you look at that?
You know, look, I know people are interested in the first round, if this happens and this happens and this happens, and I get it. You can't, it's like corners and receivers. You can't have enough of those guys. You just can't. But if you want this team to be good this year, then you've got to address, the guys up front in the first round, to me. That's just me. I'm not going to miss out on an elite offensive line prospect for a pass rusher when I've got some guys. They may not be great. Listen, I know what they've got out there isn't perfect. I do like the kid from Missouri, Mitchell.
You talking about Robinson, Darius Robinson?
Yep, Robinson. Yep. Sorry, Darius Robinson. I wanted to call him Darius Mitchell, but for some reason, Darius Robinson. I mean, a big, strong guy, good motor. I like him, and he's a guy who could be there at 38, and I could hang with that, but not in the first round very much. I mean, honestly, I haven't looked at the pass rushers that much because all I've done is watch bringing offensive line video and wide receivers for 2 months.
So Corey gave me his seat at the press conference last week. Very nice of you to be kind to the elderly, Corey. I very much appreciate that.
Do we have to go over this? I'm older than you. I mean,
I know you
better,
are.
All right.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I'm older.
That's true too. It's all true. But I mean, that was very nice of you. But the point being, that press conference, lots of different interpretations and takes came out of that. What if there was something that really jumped out to you between those three guys about this team moving forward, what would it be? I know that's a big question.
Oh, I'm trying to get through the haze of the weekend to go all the way back to last week. I know everybody made a big deal of the Treylon Burks thing, and that obviously, what got me with the Treylon Burks thing was, if you go back and you watch Nick Holes, how evasive he was. His eyes wandered all over the place. He looked like he did not want to answer the question. And so I guess what sticks out to me about that is I don't know how they feel about Treylon Burks because, it wasn't a glowing endorsement at all. It was, he's got to work. And you know what? They all got to work. So congratulations. And it's April. So he's got time to work, and if he doesn't work, just like everybody else, he's not going to make it. I know because of the last 2 years and the injuries and inconsistencies, there's a microscope on him, and because of AJ Brown, obviously. But that's not a mystery. I mean, if he comes in, he works hard, and he's in shape, and he produces, they're going to love him. The question I have after, is he going to be a part of this team, or do they have plans to trade him? And if they have plans to trade him, is he worth anything? That's what right. rolls through my head, you know, over and over and over on. And then, you know, the glaring thing I always see, every time Denard Wilson steps in front of me, I say he's going to be a head coach in 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of energy, that guy. Corey, on the Predators front, do you think this team has what it takes, the ingredients, to make a deep playoff run?
I'll say yeah, because they have a goalie who can win a series. And if Juice can steal the first round for them, because they're going to play an elite team. Doesn't matter which one, they're going to play an elite team. And he is going to have to erase some mistakes. There's no way around it. I mean, we saw Pekka do it for years. We've seen Juice do it, but we need to see him do it in the playoffs. And he's going to have to help steal the series. They're also going to have to be more consistent, you know, on special teams. And not let opportunities. When you're playing high-powered offensive teams and you're on the power play, you have got to take advantage of those situations. You can't let those goals, you know, just simply slide by you. You've got to take the opportunity to score when it's there. So, it was one of the things I was talking about last night. Their great players right now are great players. I mean, Philip Forsberg has 47 goals, yep. which I never thought in my life I would say about a Nashville Predator. It took 20 whatever years to say it. I mean, but this is a guy who scored a goal more than every other game, which, you know, there were times I didn't know if the Predators could score a goal every other game. And so that has been fantastic. And, you know, I was thinking about this before you guys called. There are other great defensemen in the National Hockey League. But none of them are playing better than Roman Josi is right now. He is otherworldly. He probably won't win the Norris, but he absolutely should.
Yeah, well, you've hit on those two guys. Obviously, they've been here. They've been here for a long time, and they've been through all of the cycling. They've played for every coach.
Every coach, yeah.
Both of them have. I do, and this was true regardless of what happened this season, but that's the timeline, right? The timeline is, can you get a team good enough around them while they're still mm-hmm. great? But we have figured out this year, they are absolutely peak right now in their careers.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they don't get better at this point. I mean, maybe Forsberg scores 50 next year. I don't know. It would be awesome to see. But I can't imagine him playing. It is – all come together for him. He finishes virtually every opportunity and then finishes some opportunity. I mean, the goal he had the other night where he kind of just flicked it from the right wing into the side of the net, that looked like a nothing shot, you know? Hey, I'm just going to throw it at the net. And he just whistles it in there. I mean, he's playing at an insane level right now. And, you know, usually you don't get faster when you're 30 years old. And Josi's always been a good skater. But I just feel like he's got some kind of Nintendo turbo button this year where he gets that corner and makes the turn in front of the crease and he beats everybody the net. And, you know, it's something that he's really added to his game and to this offense. And I'm sure he deserves some of the credit, but I have to wonder if Andrew Burnett and his coaching staff deserve some of the credit as well, because these guys are peaking under Burnett and his coaching staff.
Corey, last thing for you, is there any particular matchup that you prefer over the other? I mean, Vancouver, by the numbers, is probably the most likely right now, but Dallas still on the table as well. Probably going to be one of those two. Is there one you like better than the other?
Well, let me first by saying this. Anytime you can play a Canadian team in the playoffs, it's money in the bank because they all fail miserably every time. The last time they won a cup, I think Terry Crisp was the head coach. Is that correct?
They won one in 93. Montreal was the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sorry. Crispy was number two.
Close.
All right. Yeah. So look, I was a little baby sportscaster in 93. All right. I was making $3.75 an hour in 1993. And that was American, not Canadian.
I was 1 year old.
So you were literally a little baby while I was a little baby sportscaster. Absolutely. But having said that, you hate Dallas, right? I mean, you hate them. So yeah, you want to play Dallas.
I like it. I like it a lot.
From a media perspective, this is what we want.
Yes.
I'm here for the pettiness.
Oh, me too. It's going to be awesome if that's the way things play out here. Corey, great stuff as always. We're glad you survived the weekend of being a soccer travel dad, and thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't wait to talk to you in like 8 years. Say, how's it going, Robbie?
Yeah.
If I'm still alive.
Well, if you're still alive, if I'm still alive, and hopefully they've figured out the soccer schedule a little better before then.
Yeah, Joe can feed me pudding at the press conference, and then we can ask you about soccer.
As long as you let me sit.
That's right.
Yeah, well, we'll both sit, because we won't be able to stand at that point.
That's right.
Thank you, Corey.
Can't wait.
All right, bye.
Corey Curtis from News 2.